Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to eat, train, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and I'm a fitness coach here in Toronto, and I've been a fitness coach for over 8 years, and I have personally lost over 70 pounds, and I'm proud to say I've kept it off all this time. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and if this is your first time checking out the show, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for downloading the show and listening. I hope you like it, and I would love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments field whether you like the show, whether you hate the show. Give me your brutal honest self. Last week I opened up the podcast to do a Q&A episode, and I opened up the questions to I asked for questions from my Facebook group, from my email subscribers, and of course you, the listeners. And I had a bunch of amazing questions roll in, but I was only able to answer one of them last week. So I know some of you were hitting me up and saying, hey, you didn't get to my question. In fact, you only answered one question. You said you were going to do a Q&A episode. Don't worry. I have them banked away, and I will answer them on the show in the next coming weeks. It's just, I realized how detailed the answers were, how much I wanted to say about each question. And I didn't want to leave any key details out, overload you with what I had to say. I honestly didn't think that anybody would want to listen to me for 3 or 4 hours. I know that I wouldn't want to listen to me for 3 or 4 hours. So I promise to answer them. Just to recap, last week I answered a Facebook group team member, Phil. Phil is part of our private group, Team Remix. This is what he asked. He asked, do you have any recommendations on healthy eating, mainly around how much and what time? So in last week's episode, this is what I recapped, or this is what I talked about. How many calories you should consume to maintain, lose, and gain weight. What the heck are macronutrients, and why are they so important for your diet? And I shared one of my favorite tools that I like to use. It's an online calculator that I use to calculate exactly what macronutrient percentage, so exactly how much carbs, how much proteins, how much fats I should be eating for any age, activity level, and most importantly, your goals. So if you missed last week's episode, and if you want to know how to calculate your macronutrients to lose weight, then you got to go and check out episode 26. That's last week's show, and it's called What Are Macronutrients and Why I Need to Care About Them. In today's episode, I'm answering a listener's question. So someone from you, from the other end. And this comes from Dave, a.k.a. Irie Tech. What's up, Dave? Irie Tech, what's going on? And this is what he asks. What will happen if I do pull-ups every day? So Dave, thanks so much for taking the time to submit this question. And I actually have a really cool story about this one, because you may have noticed from the title, I actually tried doing pull-ups every day for an entire month. So when I had the Remix My Fitness studio back a couple years ago, I posted up a challenge. It was basically me versus all my students. So the first to get up to 10,000 pull-ups. So basically how it worked was, it was me versus my students. So since I was in the studio 7 days a week, I obviously had the advantage of being able to use the pull-up bar whenever I wanted to. So I did it where my students, it was the accumulation of their pull-ups. So any pull-ups that they did outside of our workout, so if they came in early, before their session or before class time, any pull-ups that they did, we would count those and put them on a, I made one of the walls into a big giant chalkboard, and we kept a tally that way. And any pull-ups that they did after class, those would also count. Any pull-ups that we did in class, which I made a lot of people do a lot of pull-ups in class as well, those didn't count. So the reason why I did this challenge was because pull-ups was probably my weakest exercise. As a kid, I was just never able to do them. And in fact, I actually scored the second worst in a pull-up hold when I was in high school. And that was one of those situations where the gym teacher had everybody sitting down and watching, and he would call up names, and then you would have to go and do this pull-up hold. So my chin had to be over a bar and see how long you can hold that pull-up for. And I'll never forget this. I was literally up there for 2 seconds. 2 seconds. And everyone laughed and made fun of me and this and this and that. I was a pretty fat, chubby kid too. So they were like, oh, of course he was only able to hold himself up there for 2 seconds. Or wow, he actually held himself up there for 2 seconds. That's way longer than I thought. And yeah, kids were mean then. And I, because of that, I was always very shy to then do pull-ups, especially in a park, because I thought people would be looking. And I just never did it. And as I got more fit and I lost weight, I remember getting up to a bar and I was able to do one pull-up. And I thought, that's great, but I want to be able to do more. And I know pull-ups is a very intimidating exercise for a lot of people. So I put that out there for the people that I was training with. I told them basically this same story, and we went off. So when I first started this challenge on day one with them, I was only able to do 5 pull-ups at a time. Now, for me to try to get to 10,000 pull-ups in 30 days, that means I would have to roughly do anywhere between 333 pull-ups 333 pull-ups and some change, okay? Now, so I was doing 5 pull-ups at a time. So multiple times throughout the day, I was in the studio from 6 in the morning, and I wouldn't leave till about 10 p.m. at night. So I had gaps. So anytime I had a gap, I would try to do 5 pull-ups. So I would try my best to get as close to 333 pull-ups. But obviously, you know, that was tough, especially the first week. But I did what I can. I did what I could. And I went from there. The second week, I was surprised that I was able to get to 10 pull-ups every time I got up there. So my strength gains were rapid. They were quick. And then the third week, I was able to do 15 to 20 pull-ups every time. So from day one, only being able to do 5 pull-ups at a time and practicing just throughout the day, just any time that I had a couple seconds, I would just go up there and do pull-ups. But you know what's really interesting? By the mid portion of the third week, so we'll say by day 18, day 20, I started to notice that I was tapering off. The numbers were starting to get lower. So the highest that I ever reached was being able to do 20 pull-ups at one time. And then I started to notice on day 20 that I was only able to do like 15, and then on day 21, it was like 14, and then day 23, it started to drop so much. And by the last week, by week number 4, I was only able to do a maximum of 5 to 6 reps. So 5 to 6 pull-ups. So pretty much where I went back, where I started from. And my forearms were sore, and my hands were sore. And my form it started to go, and it was a struggle. So I'll share with you the results. The results were my students, they kicked my butt. I was thinking at the time when I was doing, being able to do 20 pull-ups at one go, and I was doing like 6-7 sets easy in the morning, and then another 6-7 sets in the evening. And I thought, okay, I'm gonna crush this challenge. I was making some serious ground on everybody. And then just 5 to 6, I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it anymore. So they crushed me. They ended up crushing me. I literally told them, like, I have no more juice left in my hands. And yeah, I was really proud of them. More than anything, I realized like that was, they got a lot out of it. There was people there who weren't even able to do any pull-ups at all, to then doing like 5 or 6 at a time every time they were there after a workout, and sometimes before a workout. So that was fantastic, and you know, we all got a huge win out of that. So I wanted to recap for you for the 30 days. I'll tell you some of the pros that happened. So some of the physical things that I noticed, which was 1, my lats. So my back, the muscles in my back grew in 30 days, and I got wider in a good way. So you know, those we call them the wings, right? So if you ever see, you know, the extreme version would be like a bodybuilder. You see the bodybuilder, he can't put his arms down. That's because of his lats. His lats are in the way. He can't bring his hands down to the side. So I noticed that I was getting more of like a V taper to it. V taper to myself, for sure. My grip strength, which I always thought was like pretty strong anyway. Like I lift kettlebells and I move weights around and I do jiu-jitsu where there's a lot of grips going on. That increased like a crazy amount. I was opening jars just for fun, opening those hard jars of just doing it for fun. I would also see my biceps grew, and that obviously makes sense. Pull-ups are a pull exercise, so you know, pull exercises is your back, secondary muscles are your biceps. Anytime that you're doing any kind of pull exercise, so you know, I was wearing those tight shirts and I was flexing every time, everywhere that I would go. And yeah, like I said, you know, that V taper look, my shirts were fitting a little bit different, my forearms were getting bigger, my back was getting bigger, and I won't lie, I felt like I looked a lot better. My confidence definitely went up, you know, a few notches. So those are the pros. And of course, anytime there's with those pros, there are some cons as well. And if you've been listening to the story, if you're doing a lot of pull-ups every day I was doing them, and I was trying to, you know, milk at least 300 pull-ups every day. I just wouldn't have any time to recover, obviously, right? And I just started to feel tired, and not only that, I saw the increase, but then you slowly see the decrease, and that killed my own ego a little bit, because I was flying real high for a bit. I was like, wow, 20 pull-ups. I went from, just thinking back to when I was a kid, not being able to do any, to now being able to do 20 multiple times in a day. I was flying high, and then just slowly seeing it come down and down and down, and I see my students' numbers, they're getting higher and higher and higher, and I'm happy for them, but I'm not seeing the gain. So that killed me a little bit. You definitely you end up plateauing. You end up plateauing because you don't give that time for your muscles to grow. So and to rest. And yeah, my strength and my own sets, they were starting to go down low. And this was the other thing. So I was doing so many pull-ups, and I was spending as much energy as I could doing the pull-ups. I started to notice like an imbalance between my back and my chest. So the front and the back. So anytime that you're working out a muscle, so I was doing pull-ups, I'm working my lats, I'm working my back, I'm working my biceps. Those muscles are getting longer, where the opposite muscles, my chest, my triceps, those are getting shorter. And then I was starting to notice an imbalance. So really what I probably should have done was I probably should have made this into a pull-up and push-up challenge. And if I want to, like throw in some legs as well, and that way you get all three, and I don't have to worry about the imbalance. So a valuable lesson learned. But the real lesson, probably the most valuable thing that I learned, was that rest is real. You need to give your body enough time to rest so that you can grow, you can get strong. And I'll be honest, I was always kind of a little bit on the fence on that. Of course, like you gotta identify, you gotta take a little bit of a break. But I thought, okay, I could do pull-ups every day. I didn't think at all that I would see a decrease in the number of reps after I saw that crazy spike. So definitely giving your muscles some time to breathe, time to take a break, was super important. It was just a really great motivation for me to go out there and challenge myself on something that I knew that I was weak on. And it was just bonus and a really fun challenge for me and my students to kind of go against each other. And now they got some bragging rights. They got the win. I congratulations to them. I've been saying it for years because they still hold that over to me. They still hold that over me to this day. Like, remember you challenged us? You challenged us to that challenge and you lost. And look, I will take that loss, you know, 10 times over, because we all got something amazing out of it. And if I could go back and do that challenge again, this is how I would do it. I would work on the progression. So I would actually start at my maximum number. I would start at my maximum number when I'm fresher in the week, and then I would slowly start to taper things down. So I'll give an example. If I was to go back and do it again, I would keep the number. Let's use an even number. Let's say I can do a maximum of 10 pull-ups, and I could do about 5 sets of that throughout entire day or throughout entire workout session. So then I would taper the sets down daily. So that's day one, doing 5 sets of 10 pull-ups. So on the second day, I would do 10 pull-ups, but only do a max set of 4 sets. And then on day 3, I would do a max set of 3 sets. So if I keep doing this, by day 5, I'll be just down to 1 set. And on day 6, I'll also just do 1 set of pull-ups. And on day 7 is the day of rest. I would definitely take a rest on day 7 and kind of rejuvenate myself so that on the following day, when I'm restarting the week, that second week, I would then attempt to do 11 pull-ups. And I would use the same format. And every week I would just boost it, whether it's I boost it by 1 pull-up or I could boost it by 5 pull-ups, whatever that max number is. And I know it's going to be really tempting, you know, especially you're on day 5 and that first week, you're like, okay, I know I could do more than 1 set of these pull-ups, but you got to stop yourself. You got to give yourself that break. Now, if you are looking to do a pull-up challenge, and I'm going to be talking specifically to Dave, because I think this is probably where you're alluding to, and you want to do your own pull-up challenge, what are you going to get out of it? But let's say you're at a point, Dave, where you can't even get 1 rep yet. So these are the 3 things that it would suggest. So 1, you want to invest in a power band, and that goes directly under your knee or under your foot that you'll step on. And they're like these, basically it's like this giant, thick, elastic band that will provide you assistance. So you can hook that over a pull-up bar, or if you're at a park or something, you can kind of you can knot it in a way that'll hang on the pull-up bar, and you can stick your knee in there in between the bands, or you can step right into it, and that will give you assistance. It will assist you to doing pull-ups, and they come in different colors: red, purple, black, and I think one of the thicker ones is green is one of the thicker ones, and also blue. So they get thicker and thicker and wider. And those are basically just to provide you with assistance doing a bunch of different exercises. And if you don't know what that looks like, go visit remixmyfitness.com/podcast. You will see in the show notes a picture of what it looks like. And I'll give a couple of resources where you could purchase it. I have no affiliation with any of these places. I just thought if you're looking around, you may be interested, might as well go get one. They're relatively pretty inexpensive. And if you can't get your hands on a power band, I would start by doing chin-ups, not pull-ups. So pull-ups are the wide grip, where I'm grabbing wide and my hands almost look like a V. Chin-ups are the ones that are much more narrow grip. They usually do like an underhand grip. And those generally are easier to do and easier to learn how to do. And if you can't do a pull-up, most likely you won't be able to do a chin-up. Maybe you can do maybe 1 or 2. I would start by jumping up over, getting your chin over the bar. So I would get like a box that I can step on, and I would jump so that my chin goes above the bar, and I would bring myself down as slowly as I could until my arms are straight. And if I got to kick my feet back a little bit so that my feet don't touch the box, that's what I would do. And I would do as many sets as I can that way. And that will help train you to do chin-ups. And then eventually, once you get that control, you get that strength, then you can do pull-ups. And the third thing that I would do would be I would start practicing hanging on the bar. So I wouldn't lock out my joints. I wouldn't just hang, free flow hang there. But I would get onto the bar, grab onto it, have a small little bend, retract my shoulders back, and just try hanging there for 5-10 seconds. Start working on my grip strength. Start working on just getting used to being on top of a bar like that and engaging the muscles in my back. those are the three tips that I would give if you don't, if you can't do a pull-up now, or if you're still learning how to do a pull-up. One, invest in a power band. Two, if you can't do a pull-up yet, then I would start by doing a chin-up first, because that's easier to learn. And number three, work on your hanging. Hang on a bar, get that grip strength going. Get used to being able to hold yourself up like that. So that's a wrap, everyone. I really hope you go out there and you get some pull-ups in. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask me about pull-ups or about exercise or about fitness, hit me up, let me know. And you can do this by sending me an email at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com or hit me up on social. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook, Remix My Fitness. And if you need that little extra push, so you need that little extra motivation, then you gotta have to go and check out Team Remix on Facebook. This is my private group where I'm there. I'm putting up little mini challenges throughout the week. We just finished the Wake Your Ass Up and Workout With Me challenge, where I did a live session where we worked out for 5 days at 6:15 in the morning. That was definitely fun. So I post live videos like that. But more than anything, there's a team of us out there, other like-minded individuals who are trying to be the best versions of themselves. And we're holding each other accountable. We're posting our own workouts, and we're letting each other know when we get to the gym what we're eating. So if you're interested, visit Team Remix on Facebook. You just got to go to bit.ly/remixmyfitness. So that's bit.ly/remixmyfitness. And we get to hang out together virtually. So I'll be back next week with another episode. I hope until that time that we meet again, that you go out and you set some goals. You're going to go out and challenge yourself. Maybe some pull-up challenges, hint, hint, hint. But most importantly, that you have some fun. You got to make this fun for yourself. So until next time, peace.